The Internet, the final frontier.
Well, hello. On today's episode, sports. The World Cup is here and we talk the soccer balls. Also, is Redskins a racist team name? And if so, what other offensive names can we come up with? Plus, Days of Future Past. We talk major spoilers. I'm Sean Holmes and you just got to the good part. Strap in and sit tight. You're boldly going nowhere. Episode 11 presents sports.
Sports. Sports. Sports.
Okay, we get the picture.
Yeah.
People are coming out like, what the hell?
Welcome to a new segment we like to call Sports Balls, everybody.
Sports Balls.
Sports Balls.
Well, tell us, what's the Sports Balls all about?
Why do we all start talking like Woody Allen? What's the Sports Balls all about?
I don't know what these balls of sports are.
I went for the female character.
All I know is clarinet and how to piss off my ex-wife.
These guys don't know shit about sports. My God.
So, it's a pretty exciting season for sports, I guess. I mean, for summer, it's...
The summer sports, if you will.
Now that the World Cup is here.
Yay, FIFA.
I could care less.
I mean, to be fair,
the whole world watches it,
except for the United States.
We got home. We only watch it when our team is performing.
Well, Brian, you better start caring, man.
I've never ever liked soccer. By the way, that's the name. It's not football.
It's football.
Soccer.
It is football.
He's football.
He's football.
He's football.
Even if you look it up on Wikipedia or in the American or in the dictionary,
yeah,
it says American football.
There's only
brand.
One football, goddammit.
American.
It doesn't start till.
I want bacon and cheese on my football, and I'll throw it.
Can I get some bacon and cheese on my pigskin?
I'm putting my pigskin.
Go Redskins.
I'm gonna throw it into my beer, and the beer is gonna.
Well, okay,
out.
So since we're on that subject right now, let's see. I guess we can start with, well, since we're on the World Cup, has anybody heard more about this Qatar scandal?
What?
Apparently, Qatar paid a lot of bribes in FIFA, and as a byproduct, they're now under investigation.
Oh, what, to, like, host the next FIFA?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard something about it on CNN. Yeah, it's,
Explain,
because I don't know.
Well, basically, Qatar paid a lot of bribes to host the next World Cup.
Like...
It's pretty self-explanatory.
Like, anybody would want to fucking go out there anyways.
But, Brian, what I'm saying is you need to start caring because the United States has been told by FIFA that if Qatar is found guilty of any of these charges, the U.S. is hosting the next World Cup.
Oh.
So you think it's bad now?
Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't have to wait. Hey, man, I can wait till 2018 for that, so whatever.
Well, yep. Yeah, you
live from Austin, Texas.
Oh, that would be awful.
If we pick these like the Winter Olympics,
the worst place.
If we pick the city like the Winter Olympics, we'll be in Austin, Texas.
Ugh, that would be fucking awful.
You know, protesters.
And there's only one kind of football, and the ball's not round.
Why would Austin hate that? They don't have a football team to save their lives.
FIFA 2018 coming to you from glorious Phoenix, Arizona.
I guess the Texans.
God.
The Texans are in Houston, dude.
It's still Texas. It's still in the country of Texas.
All right, moving on.
How about them San Antonio and Dallas Spurs?
All right, so World Cup so far, the matches have been following as much as you'd believe. Brazil beat Croatia in their first game.
Right, yeah.
Mexico beat Cameroon. Chile beat Australia. I was going to say, the Australians have a fucking soccer team.
Right.
And they went to the World Cup. What?
I got to play some football, Mike.
I mean, hey, it's, the only game so far that I've heard about that I'm happy about is the Netherlands stomped out Spain like 5-1.
Yeah.
That was great.
Right now,
so happy.
Right now, going on, as of recording, it's Italy versus England. And the last I checked, Italy was up 1 point.
Yeah, Italy, it currently is... Yeah, currently it's 2-1 in Italy's favor. Let's see here.
So, when does preseason begin again?
I mean, you got at least a couple more months there, but...
Yeah.
All right.
I'm finding it so hard to just follow this, because it's like... I'm just like, okay, when does Broncos training camp begin? I guess it began a couple months ago, so
I mean, you could have it worse. I mean, you could have a football strike.
That's true. Oh, God. Don't even joke about that. We had a hockey strike a few years ago.
I know.
Was hard to deal with.
Yeah, it was. Oh, it was. But I mean, before we go off World Cup, I mean, are you even going to acknowledge the Americans if they actually make it out of the first round?
Fuck no.
Really?
Bro, I mean, like, I'll pay attention, I guess, if, like, you know, we don't have TV, but...
You have Xbox Gold subscription,
we can get ESPN.
ESPN.
All right, fine.
They're but, I mean, what I'm saying is, okay, fine, if the U.S. doesn't make it out of the first round, okay, fine, I'm not going to pay attention to it either.
Tell you what, the U.S. makes it in the next round, I'll watch it with you. Okay?
All right, well, we got that on recording, so I'm going to hold on to that.
There we go. All right. See, I'm biased, but still, it's like... I'll watch it with you if they make it into the next round.
Okay, fair enough.
If not, I'm going to give as much of a shit as I do right now, which is none, so.
Okay. Look at all these fucks I have to give. There's nothing there.
Exactly. There's nothing to give.
Well, okay, so enough about soccer. Let's get into real sports.
Right.
Well, let's start with basketball.
Go Spurs!
I mean, after, like, the domination the Heat have been through, like, the last couple years...
Oh, God, it's so good to see the Spurs winning like this, dude.
I mean, yeah, they're up, what, three games to one?
Mm-hmm.
If they win tonight, the Heat are out for, like, the first time in...
By the way, let me...
A couple years at this point?
Yeah.
By the way, let me preface that with saying that while I might have talked about being from Colorado on this show a couple times, I also lived in San Antonio, and I went to tons of Spurs games at the Alamo Dome, like, during that five-year span. So, yeah, I'm a Spurs fan, so go Spurs. Take LeBron down a notch. Seriously, dude. God.
LeBron.
Like, did you see that first game where, like, LeBron just was like, oh, my leg, and he's like, had to be carried to the seat. I'm like, you bitch.
I actually watched that. That was pretty funny.
Just like...
I have a pulled hamstring. I'm surprised...
The ball gives me gaze.
I'm surprised the manager, like, the...
You get more healthcare than the whole country of Uganda.
I'm more surprised that the coach and the owner of the Miami Heat didn't come down there. It's like, I'm paying you $26 million. You get up on your fucking ass and you break a leg, you're still playing in this game, you punk.
Your feet get cold, you wear socks.
Here they are. They lose, guy.
I mean, that's another thing. Like, a lot of NBA... I mean... Let's go into injuries. Like, I mean, like, seriously, I don't mean, what was it? He had a pulled muscle or a hamstring or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, and, like, I hate to go back to the World Cup, but I can't wait to see, like, a compilation of just all those shitty injuries that get faked in the World Cup. Because those are hilarious.
Well, you know, it's funny because, like, well, it's not funny, but I've actually seen compilations of, like, real injuries in soccer. I'm like, shit, dude. Like, you compare that to some of the injuries you see in basketball, and you're like, quit complaining.
So, like, LeBron?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I've seen dudes, like, hyperextend their legs and break them in, like, five different places.
Yep.
In soccer. I'll give them that. They're constantly running back and forth, and they're constantly, you know...
No, I know. Yeah.
On the move, yeah.
Yeah. So it is definitely possible to get seriously injured, whereas, you know, they get a nice schmitz after a game, you know. LeBron gets a nice schmitz.
This is Jewish football. Jewish soccer.
We get a nice schmitz, and then we're gonna go.
We're gonna shoot some hoops and then take a nice schmitz.
I think I got a nice pastrami and rye.
I don't know where that came from, but I just like that term.
The country of Israel now has a football team. Oh god, the ball's coming at me.
LeBron is being all mishtuken, he's gonna take a schmitz.
The ball's anyway. Coming at me, you're the goalie. I know!
Well, anyway.
The meat was too raw.
Anyway,
can you take
so...
it back and broil it for another 5 seconds?
Anyway. So, alright, so moving away from basketball, because I think we got a unanimous opinion on this, is that we want the Spurs to win. Fuck the Heat.
I couldn't give a shit.
I couldn't either, but in this case,
that team is just as bad as the Patriots in terms of like fanboy, you know, like just how many people do you see with a Miami Heat jersey nowadays?
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that.
Bandwagon
fans.
Are you from Miami?
Yeah, bandwagon fans. They're prevalent in every sport, but they're all equally sick.
I hate bandwagon.
I love the Yankees, Boston.
I love the Yankees. I mean, Boston. I mean,
love Yankee Sox.
That'd be pretty
good. Love the New York Red Sox. What are you talking about?
some baseball fan is just like turning into Hulk right now.
Yeah, pretty much.
What the fuck?
What the fuck is this shit?
You can't mix it up.
I'm a huge fan of the Dallas Redskins.
Whatever with these sports balls.
Anyway, but alright, so now going to my favorite sport, hockey is now officially over. The Los Angeles Kings won.
Again?
No, what do you mean again?
Didn't they win the cup a couple years ago?
I don't think so.
I swear they did.
Uh-oh.
No.
Google that shit. I was going for New York on this one, I'll be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, just because it's like...
I've yet to see a hockey game live. I really want
to. Dude, we should totally go see a Caps game next year.
Yeah, we know a guy.
We do. We do know a guy.
We know their guy.
Oh, you know what? I stand corrected. You are right. They won in 2012, and they won in 2000. They just won this year.
Orange!
Yes. But I will admit, you know what? It's the LA Kings have had such a shitty existence.
Yeah.
I mean, let me put it this way, okay? Like, they had Wayne Gretzky for like the first couple of seasons of their like the 90s. And Wayne Gretzky, but I mean, one man cannot carry a team. So they never made it to the Stanley Cup Finals, and in the 90s, I mean, with the exception of when they went with Gretzky, but like now they've gotten resurgence. The only time I ever heard about the LA Kings, I'm going to be perfectly honest, like the last couple of years, is when they win, Wil Wheaton loses his shit.
Yes.
He's like, oh, fucking Kings. I'm like, dude.
Wasn't that the team that Brody was playing as in Rats?
No. He was playing as the Hartford Whalers.
That's right.
And he's playing Vancouver.
Oh, yeah.
Who's, coincidentally, whose mascot is a whale.
It's just watery.
I'm sad I'm a whale.
No, but
nice song set. Thanks.
So this year, I actually do want to make it out to some live games this year.
Me too.
Yeah, and then we go pay our
friend Wes a visit.
We go pay homage to Wes Johnson.
Yes. We go pay homage to Shea Gorath.
Yep.
Cheers.
Oh Lord Shea Gorath, here's beer. We pay homage to you.
Gaswave Studios!
That would be nice. That'd be nice to hear in front of 80,000 people. Just saying.
Felch.
We're not going into that. No, I'm sorry.
Pick up the straw!
If you're lost, go check out our MAGFest stuff.
And in and out. And
in and out.
Together.
Anyway, has anyone else heard more on this controversy they want the Redskins to change their name?
What? Wait, I got. Oh.
Fuck you.
No, has anybody heard else anything about this?
Yeah, yeah. They do this every year.
Yeah, every.
And then every year the Washington Redskins go, fuck you.
Everybody's up to shit.
I mean, here's the thing.
It's just a goddamn name. The Native Americans aren't even pissed about it. They're just like, whatever.
No, here's my thing. The thing is that I love the arguments that everybody else uses. It's like, if you get rid of the Redskins name, you have to get rid of the Indians, and you have to get rid of the Seminoles, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you have to get rid of the Braves. I'm like, okay, first of all, hold on a minute. Let's look at this objectively. Okay, Seminole is the name of an Indian tribe. Brave is the name of an Indian warrior. Indians, whereas it's a politically incorrect term to describe a Native American, Redskin is a insult.
Yes.
There's where the issue is. That's the only issue.
I actually remember reading some in the paper about how there was this Indian chief who lived on a reservation. He's like, I would be offended if the Redskins did change their name.
Oh, here's a good question for all three of you. I have my submission. If they do change the name, what do you think they should change the name to? Keep in mind, we all know the Washington, D.C. area.
Yes.
So I'll start with you. Well, I'll start with mine. The Washington taxes. Because they'll kick the shit out of you.
That's not bad.
The Washington lobbyists?
That's pretty good. I'm going to change mine to that. That's pretty funny.
It's literally just a hand with a subpoena. That's their new logo.
No, not even a hand with a piece of paper that says fuck you on it.
The fuck you, subpoena.
That's a tough one if they replace Redskins.
The Washington. I got it. The Washington Walruses.
The Washington what?
Walruses.
Walruses.
I've heard them say, like, well,
the Washington Marion Berries. It's a crack pipe.
Maybe they should call them the Washington Bolts. Oh, wait.
Oh, womp womp.
It's been so nice. I hear that they're going to train.
How about the Washington Patriots? Oh, wait, no, that's not working.
I remember hearing something like, well, maybe they should change it to, like, someone said, what about the Red Tails? I'm like, fuck you. That just sounds...
What about the colonists? The Washington colonists?
Yeah.
I mean, what else is... I mean, D.C. is famous for two things. Lawmakers and colonial history. I mean, it...
Yeah.
We can't very well call... It's like, I mean, it's... I don't know. What do you replace it with? I mean, that's the thing. Do you cave to public pressure or
not? The Washington Yen.
I mean, if you want to keep the Indian theme, I mean, well... Bravehearts is more of a Scottish thing.
No, like, take something from, like, Dances with Wolves or something.
The Washington Two Socks.
I like that. And I shall call him Two Socks. I've been
for
on this side for quite a while.
The Washington, please end my career.
My name is Kevin Costner.
Yeah, the Washington. Hey, the Washington, please end my career.
I mean, I will say this much. Like, it would suck. Like,
Washington monotones.
One of the neat things about that Dallas... One of the neat things about that Dallas-Washington rivalry is that it's literally Cowboys versus Indians. So it's like, how do you keep that going while changing the name to be, you know, a little more PC? Because I heard something that was
the Washington
cool.
Native Americans. Rings off the tongue, doesn't it?
Rolls right off the tongue.
No, it doesn't. It's awful.
The Washington Cherokees.
That's not bad.
No, it's not.
The Washington Cherokees. Go with that. I mean, like, it's... It's the name of an Indian tribe. It actually kind of does.
Oh, you can do Indian tribe names like Indigo and
Star Sapphire.
Starfest. It's just the Washington Pokemon.
The Washington Pokemon.
The Washington Indigo League.
All right. Well, according to this, the Cherokee were prevalent in this area. You have all right. So here are the ones I'm seeing. In the D.C. Virginia area, which is, you know, where we'd have to draw from, okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
You have the Washington Uchi. Y-U-C-H-I.
Wait, like the Washington Uchi-Coochie?
No, Washington it's Y-U-C-H-I. Okay. The Washington Cherokee.
Yeah.
The Washington Catawba.
Yes, yes.
No, there's still more.
Go Catawbas!
Actually, that one rolls off the tongue. That one does.
Cattle wobble wobble. Weeble hey, wobble. Hey, cattle hey, wobble. Hey. Weeble waddle. One of us. Weeble wobble. Cattle wobble. Yeah, there you go. Waddle,
let's
hey,
see.
Man.
Let's see.
What's the score on the cattle wobbles?
All right, see. We have the Washington Tutelos. No. Sorry, no. The Washington Saponi.
The Saponi?
The Washington Powhatan.
The Washington what?
Powhatan.
Powhatan. Powhatan.
Yeah, the Washington Powhatan, the Washington Tuscarora, or the Washington Croatan, C-R-O-A-T-A-N.
Go with Cherokee. Yeah, just go with Cherokee and get it over with already. The Washington Cherokees. You get to keep the fucking logo, change the name, whatever.
Can't be like, you can't call color...
It's like, shit.
You can't call it a green leaf. That's offensive to leaves.
Yeah, eventually somebody will be like that.
You can't call it...
Why are they Blackhawks?
Can't call it that.
Come on.
I, as a white person, am offended for that race. That's not me.
Why do I always have to check Caucasian when I'm filling out a form? I'm not Asian.
I found it disturbing. I have to check what.
All right. I fill out that form. I check other, and I put American.
So let's move on.
By the way, just before we move on to our next topic, I just thought I should point out here. So I typed in. I had to go with Indian Tribes of DC. I didn't give. Oh God.
What the fuck?
The government's onto us.
Oh God.
No, I had to look up Indian tribes of Virginia, because when I attempted to Indian tribes of DC, unfortunately the first listing was Kewl, KEWL, single Indians in DC, Virginia, Maryland, Washington DC. This is basically a hookup site for busy Indian singles. Indians as in, oh, it's one Hebrew kadam. Dot on the forehead.
Dot, not feather.
As in people from India, not people who are Native American. Yeah.
Thanks, Columbus.
Can you point to your bindi, please? That's your nipple? That's your penis.
This is my dinghy.
The bindi, the dot, the physical representation of your third eye.
Oh, yes, that, my bindi, yes.
Oh, not the bindi.
Oh, but we're going nowhere. We educate and entertain.
Indeed.
With a dash of racism.
Not intentionally.
Unintentional. It's like garlic, you know, you put some on and...
Yeah.
Feel it, and
boldly going nowhere. Good. Unintentional racism since 2010.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Put that on
t-shirt. Unintentional racism since 2010. Well, I'm stuck in front of
So...
The one mistaken deep.
Alright, I think we need to like go to a station break now.
We do.
Alright, let's break for station identification and we'll be right back with more racism.
Boldly Going Nowhere has returned to Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, or other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is a smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Did you enjoy that commercial? Good. Now we're going to talk about X-Men.
X-Men, save the day.
You shut up. You shut your face.
Why don't you make me, Sean? Why don't you make me shut my face?
I'll make you with this too. Da 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 da. The infinitely better tune. X-Men Save the Day. That was so dumb. What?
Oh no,
Colin.
Oh no.
Don't do it, man. Don't.
You don't even know what I'm gonna do.
You're gonna play a tune or some type of theme.
I love doing it because Sean fucking hates this song. All right, I'm done.
It's like a... It's,
Magneto's acting like, after the like in his face.
It's like old grandpa's trying to remember what the tune is, but he sings that instead.
Well, mind you, to be fair...
He's just like, what was the exit?
To be fair, though, come on, to be fair, this was done in the 1980s. This was done with the leftover budget from the RoboCop animated series, dude.
Oh, God.
That should tell you something as to what they were expecting.
So, okay, back on the subject of Days of Future Past. Fuck you.
Someone take that phone away from him.
The worst thing he ever did was get a smartphone.
Now you know how I feel, Sean.
Alright, so, just to start off, spoilers. Because...
Spoiler alert!
Well, Colin can't stop listening because he's here. Yeah. But he...
I already know what happens.
But you already spoiled it for yourself by going online and researching.
Shame on you.
Because preference this, which X-Men movie did you walk out on?
X-Men 3 The Last Stand.
Exactly.
Yep. Within the first 10 minutes, baby.
Yeah. As soon as they killed Cyclops, you're out of there.
I was too pissed off to even bother. I just left the building. I was like, nope.
Mm-mm. So you kill Cyclops, it's no good. It's no bueno.
No, it's just like, I mean, I don't know if, I can't remember if the reasoning behind killing him was they needed a reason or it was because he was going to do Superman Returns.
It was because he was going to do Superman Returns.
Okay. But still.
Brett Ratner can have my money. I still have my dignity. Asshole.
Right. James.
Outside of Cyclops dying, it still was an awful movie.
Yeah, no, it was. I mean, like, was it? They had the mutant cure.
Yeah. Then they had Angel in there.
The mutant cure.
And then they had that kid who was just like, there is no spoon from like the Matrix and shit.
That's right.
Well,
Kelsey Grammer is the
Kelsey
beast.
Grammer's beast was not bad.
Now that we're remembering all the bad stuff from that.
Yeah.
That besides Kelsey Grammer, that's all wiped away.
Yeah. Kelsey Grammer came back in this movie as Beast, even for like.
Beast still exists.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, so since we're now getting into the end game of what happened at fucking X-Men Days of Future Past, and to reiterate a statement that you made earlier, Sean, I actually read the Days of Future Past comic series, so I already know what happens.
I mean, yeah.
So, even though really it has no basis in this fucking movie.
I mean, you know, Kitty Pryde's the one in the comics who goes back instead of Logan and shit and yada yada yada. But
I mean, it made just a little
Trask and
yeah, it made well, no, it was Trask.
No, Trask wasn't the one who started the Sentinel program in the comics, was it? It was the guy from the first movie.
No, it was Trask.
Oh, whatever.
It was because Senator Kelly got killed. But Trask was still the one who started the program.
Fair enough. Okay, I'm mixing shit up. All right,
Sean's just got this glass-eyed vacant look. He's like, what?
What was
BJ Comic Shop every Tuesday.
Was Trask a tiny person?
No. No, just Peter Dinklage was on hiatus from Game of Thrones, and just like, yeah, let's use him.
So everyone just got a boner.
No, Trask,
a boner for Peter Dinklage.
Yeah, pretty much. Peter Dinklage. It's one of the universal theories of society. When there is a tiny person, what is the politically correct term?
Well, did you say tiny person? Or
okay.
Did you call it? Did you call him Peener?
What? Vertically challenged?
We got somebody like making big bank. You gotta package him in pretty much fucking everything to keep it going.
Yeah. Vern Troyer is pissed, by the way.
Really?
No, I don't know.
Warwick Davis probably. All the money's dried up from those Harry Potter gigs.
What's so special about him?
Have you seen Game of Thrones? He's rich and bangs a lot of whores.
Peter Dinklage is an Ewok.
Peter Dinklage is basically the vertically challenged version of Tony Stark.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Except in medieval times.
Yeah. So, just... The Sentinels, I thought... They're really neat. I liked the way they went with them, mm-hmm. But the whole face opening up thing,
yeah,
is
they look like the things from Thor.
Thor,
yeah.
Yeah.
which was fucking weird. I was like,
the destroyer.
The destroyers, yeah.
Yeah, just like,
literally just like, okay.
Jubilee didn't show up, did she?
No.
Thank God.
What's this character called? Jubilee.
No, I don't know. All right, so I hate to go off on a tangent, but I'm gonna say this right now. If anybody out there has not had an opportunity to see X-Men, EX-Men by Pete Holmes, go watch them right now. No, seriously, pause it right now, go watch them. They're only like 2 minutes apiece, but every single one of them is pure comedy gold. Yeah. And especially the one where he deals with Jubilee. Hilarious.
Okay. So I guess if they're throwing like a 4th of July party, we could have you do that instead.
What's Jubilee's shtick? She's a cut-rate Dazzler.
Right, and that in itself is fucking insulting.
What do we call this woman? Dazzler!
Dazzler!
Wait, Dazzler! Okay, first of all, Dazzler made sense. It was the fucking 70s, okay? Jubilee basically is Dazzler, but set in the 90s. Mm. But it's just basically, it's like, here's... We just vomited Southern California on a page. Fucking deal with it. That's how little New Yorkers think of people from Los Angeles.
Might as well call her Venice.
Ugh, God. And that's the thing. They have brought her back in so many different incarnations, and all of them have been equally useless.
Right. As a matter of fact, I'm reading Original Sin right now for Marvel, and she's in the Deadpool spinoff of that. Dazzler, of all people, is... Like,
I was referring to Jubilee, but...
Well,
so anyway, the movie, I like what they done with Professor X's kind of, like, mind meld with him. Like, it was pretty neat. I thought it was...
We need you to hope again.
So cool.
Okay,
I'm still in a wheelchair in the future. You haven't invented metal legs or... You haven't banged a hot alien chick and restore your legs?
No, nobody floats now.
I can fly.
I can fly.
Like an eagle.
TikTok, tick-do-do-do-do.
I mean, okay, one of the things that's talked about in this movie, and I'm glad that they answered this, because if you watch the trailer, you're going, wait a minute, how the fuck is young Professor X walking around? He got his shit tore up in, like, the last movie. Okay, so Hank McCoy has this drug that he delivers to Professor X, and it helps him walk, but it also, like, blanks out his powers. So he's dealing with this drug addiction throughout the entire movie, which is actually kind of captivating. And, so that's one of the plot points in this movie. Another thing that, like, he needs to find these mutants and help them out, but he can't do that, and, like, he has to make a choice, and, I completely blanked out on what I was going to say next. Sorry.
You were saying?
I was saying.
Anyway.
I lost my train of thought there for a second. Holy shit, sorry.
So just talking about X-Men.
So, Sentinel's good. Dinklage, good. Yeah. What's bad?
Nothing really.
I thought it started out very Bryan Singer-esque, and I think... it could have been... They could have opened up with something a little bit more dramatic than just Patrick Stewart monologuing over film. And then...
It didn't open like that. It was Banshee and that band...
It started out the same way the Bryan Singer movie started out. It's like...
Did you just come in late?
Genetic mutation.
Did you just come in late?
No, I didn't come in late.
Did we see the same movie?
We did see the same movie. Are you talking about the
beginning?
Dude, I don't mind the intro. That's fine. I don't mind that shit.
I want to be thrown in. I want to be thrown in the middle of the shit.
See, the thing
like,
is,
what the fuck's going on?
The thing is, we're trying to get away from what happened in the first couple Bryan Singer movies because we liked X-Men First Class. That's what we walked in expecting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And. We got a little bit more Bryan. Apparently, we got more Bryan Singer than was originally expected.
Yes, and no. It wasn't. The thing is, Bryan Singer is more like the usual suspects than.
That I don't mind.
It was more his usual suspects kind of way to look at things than actual X-Men.
Yeah.
With the exception, that's my only critique. If my only critique is the intro was.
Drug on a little
bit. Was not drug on a little bit, but a little. cliche of what you're beginning your movies, which you're just trying to maintain consistency, I understand that, then that's pretty good.
Logan goes in the past and he has bone claws again. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that was neat.
So, okay. So, this brings up a point, and I've seen a lot of discussion about this on the internet. Is that... All right, spoiler alert, because I already know the ending. So, spoiler alert is that they succeed. Everyone's brought back to life. Gene, Logan... I would say Gene... Well, Logan was still alive. Gene, Scott...
Mm-hmm.
I think pretty much every X-Men that had died in the last two films is now back.
I didn't see Nightcrawler in there, but whatever.
Yeah, Alan Cumming's is too busy on Broadway.
Fair enough. Plus he's up. You know, he's probably in Germany.
Yeah. But so yeah. Gosh. So this, how far back does this like reboot stuff? I know this obviously undoes X-Men 3: The Last Stand.
Thank God.
But how? Like I know. And does it also undo the Wolverine? Because the bulk of that movie, the beginning, was him being all emo over Jean Grey.
Yeah, like talking to Jean Grey in his mind or whatever. Yeah.
But so now that she's never died,
it erases that too.
It erases that. So
yeah. So basically, it's a clean slate. Yeah. It's like here's everything set right again. We know these movies.
If I remember correctly, now they can do X-Men First Class, and then they can do regular X-Men. And so they can literally do Uncanny X-Men and Classic X-Men, like at the same time now. It's kind of neat, actually.
I mean, the thing is that, all right, I'm gonna go on record here just because I've never really liked the X-Men movies, like any of them.
Okay.
Just because, let me put it this way. Like, for instance, when they went back and did First Class, I thought they were just completely rebooting the series. That's what I thought First Class was. Right? So I was under the assumption that First Class was going to be Cyclops, Iceman, Angel, Jean Grey, and the Beast.
Yeah.
Right.
Because that was the First Class. But it's like, oh no, see, actually what we want to do is we want to tie in the first three films that Bryan Singer and Brett Ratner did, and we want to tie in these new films. I'm like, why the fuck would you want to do that? That is a stupid idea. I mean, I'm glad they made it work to a point.
I really liked First Class.
I liked First Class too. I'm just saying
I like Days of Future Past. I think it was done well, but I liked First Class better as a story.
Yes, I liked it more because of the fact I liked the dynamic. But that's the thing. I don't think I liked it because of the characterization of Charles Xavier and Eric Lyncher. I think I liked it because I liked the performances of James McAvoy and Michael Fassbender at the same time.
Michael Fassbender is so fucking good in that movie, dude.
I liked First Class. Like I liked. I'll just make a DC comic. Movie comparison, like Batman Begins, because there's so much character development and it's going on that it's so critically important that Bryan Singer kind of didn't go over really
that's
too,
true
really too well not as well as first Class did. And to be fair, the director of that, who directed Layer Cake, was he knows how to have some good character development and really let the actors kind of fulfill their role and let them have kind of, domain.
And this isn't really a criticism on the directors. This is probably more aimed at the writers, because instead of drawing directly from the source material, they're just adjusting it. It's like, how can we make this shit work if we have to tie back into the old movies? Because that's the thing. Like, for instance, Havoc is a character in X-Men First Class. I'm like, why? Havoc is Scott's brother. Why is he...
Didn't they retcon in the movies that he's his father now?
That shit is... No, it's frustrating. I understand. It's just like the sense that, oh, so we don't have to deal with Liam Neeson in the second film, and maybe he only gets a cameo in the third film. What are we going to do about him in the first film? Bruce can't just kill him. Oh, so Bruce will just let the train fall off the tracks and let him die. That's basically Batman killing someone.
No.
Batman don't kill people.
I mean, no, his thing is like, I'm not going to kill you, but I don't have to save you.
That's basically killing him.
Well...
Yes, it is. Don't... Don't justify it. Don't sugarcoat it. It's basically he's letting him die. So it's basically Batman killing somebody. Okay? That's just the way it is.
So, I can think of another critique that I didn't like, now that I think about it. Was it Wolverine's PTSD?
Post-traumatic stress disorder?
Yeah. His, the way that it was interjected, like, it was used almost as, like, a trope to make things go wrong. And it was just kind of like, alright, we'll just use that. Like, and at this moment. And I was just like, this, it didn't really, there was, it was very unfounded, and it was, it didn't make a whole lot of sense.
Are you talking about the Wolverine, or are you talking about in First Class?
Days of Future Past.
Oh, yeah, Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
I mean, no, that wasn't necessarily post-traumatic stress disorder, it was him, like, not being, like, able to handle that psychic link that Kitty Pryde had, which, by the way, she doesn't have that fucking power.
The only reason she was able to do that in the books was because she had the ability to phase. Apparently, they were like, "Oh, she can phase through time."
No, that's bullshit.
I mean, yeah, the whole premise is on shaky enough ground as it is.
So what happened in the comics?
Kitty Pryde from the future phased back into her body as a teenager. Wolverine had nothing to fucking do with it, but.
Everyone's got a big boner for Hugh Jackman.
Well, yeah, it was basically like, okay, so we're gonna send Kitty Pryde back. So we're sending Ellen Page. Nah, it's not gonna market well.
No.
Fucking Hugh Jackman. Send him back. Fucking Hugh Jackman is fucking big right now. Put the large cybers on him, all the nerds will get boners. Fucking, we're good. That's basically the reason.
Except for the people who read the comics.
Yeah, they're just gonna be like, what? Because that was the thing, because the way they were able to do it was they got one of the people who had psychokinetic abilities, telepathic abilities, and then her and Kitty utilized both of their powers at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That was what was able to send her back, I guess. But this is, we just basically are using Kitty's powers, and Kitty now has the ability to send you back into your old body. Which, again,
yeah.
What? No goddamn sense.
Logan wakes up in the 1970s in Manhattan on a waterbed, accidentally cuts that open.
That was funny. The waterbed was hilarious.
Oh, he cut a waterbed open. He's got claws.
He's got claws.
No, he didn't cut it open, actually.
Oh, yeah, wait, what?
No, he didn't cut it open.
Actually, that's funny, he did.
No, I don't think he did.
Oh.
Did somebody come in and shoot it up?
Like, probably, I think.
It must not have been that good. You guys forgot half the movie.
Yeah. Well, it was the last 30 minutes were awesome.
Oh, okay.
Very, very
pretty
much
good.
So.
Okay, fair enough.
Guy who was playing Richard Milhouse.
The way they were cutting back and forth between the present and the future and the kind of making it seem like all one moment is a great job on the editor's part. Yes. And I applaud them for
okay.
Cuz that's difficult.
No, I got you. All right. So that's cool.
So yeah.
Now, is this Richard Nixon, like, a badass, or is he, like, Black Dynamite badass? There's a perfectly good explanation for that, Black Dynamite. Motherfucker!
It felt like a Broadway Nixon. It wasn't quite him. Like, it didn't really look, it looked sort of like him. Like, they were like, hey, he's a white guy. Throw a white guy up there and make him talk the guy from Futurama.
Where's my pooper?
You know, did you know that Richard Nixon was originally the enemy in Team America?
Yeah?
No, not really. But wouldn't it be funny to hear him sing that song?
Yeah.
I'm so lonely, so lonely, so lonely, and truly alone.
So, okay. All right, let's get some scores.
Hold on. One last thing to talk about. The scene after the credits. Basically, it's going to be leading into X-Men Apocalypse coming out, I think, in 2 years.
I had no idea what was going on in that scene.
That was Apocalypse.
You know what? I love that because I was everybody who went to see this movie is categorized into two types of people. People who have read comic books and people who have not read comic books.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who have read comic books were like, fucking Apocalypse! Woo! And the other people who have not read comic books were like, who the fuck is that?
Did you not see the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse in the background?
No, I just saw...
No, again, it's so... Here's
I saw a pyramid.
It's a perfect representation of what we've got here.
Yep.
Brian has read comics.
I saw the mummy.
Sean has not.
I saw the mummy at the end.
Yeah, so, alright, so...
That was not Arnold Vosloo.
No, but it was the mummy.
That was not Darkman Part 2 and Electric Boogaloo. Alright, so, scores. Brian.
Out of what?
Five.
Five? I'll give it a 4.5.
Out of five time travel paradoxes.
No, I think, out of five waterbeds.
Oh, five waterbeds. Five punctured waterbeds. All right, Brian, so what is it?
4.5 punctured waterbeds.
All right, Sean?
4 out of 5 punctured waterbeds.
So, okay, pretty high rating.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty high.
I'll buy it on DVD when it comes out. All
right.
Yeah, it's... If I have to nitpick at the movie, if I can really think about it, then it's a good movie.
Yeah, all right. Okay, I got you.
Right, at least it's pretty decent.
Okay. I like The Wolverine a little better than this one, but yeah, this was pretty good.
Well, apparently this movie completely undoes what happened.
I know.
So
womp womp.
Your argument is invalid. All right, what's next on the topic?
Well, actually, surprisingly enough, we were getting into this conversation about late night TV hosts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're switching chairs.
I mean, a lot of them are either retiring or switching. Like, we just had the newest crop switch over now, which is Jimmy Fallon took over for Jay Leno on The Tonight Show.
After taking the job back from Conan.
All right.
It's like late night music.
Do me a favor. Keep your venom on tap until we're ready to talk about that.
Or it's like late night musical chairs.
Yeah, pretty much. Because, what is it? Jimmy Fallon is not taking over for Jay Leno. Seth Meyers is taking over for Jimmy Fallon on the late night show.
And
then now it's Pete Holmes, who was basically the late night version of Conan, has now been pulled.
Yep.
He's going to get to complete this season that he's got, but then he's not getting renewed.
Which is a shame, because it was a decent show.
It was.
But the thing is, I do agree with you because we were discussing this earlier.
Yeah, it's...
For pre-show.
We were looking at... I've seen a lot of episodes of Pete Holmes' show, and it is funny. I'm not going to argue that, but I feel that his brand of comedy is more conducive to sketch comedy shows.
Absolutely.
So, like, for instance, if Comedy Central were to give him a show like Kroll Show,
mm-hmm.
where he can do sketch comedy bits and then, interject a little, bits of humor there. Because really, I watch the interview portions of his show, and it's kind of like his podcast, which I love. But again, some of that humor doesn't translate over to television. Unfortunate, but it's true.
And the thing is, with television, you really gotta watch what you say.
Exactly. And podcasting, you don't.
You're confined within a box. With the podcasting, you can say whatever you want.
Right, exactly. And I think that's again, it's his style of comedy, his blend of what he does, is not conducive to that. Which is why he had all those sketches in there, which comprised most of his show. Which I was like, okay, well, if you're just gonna do sketches, do a sketch show. Problem solved. Okay. Well, so they haven't announced who is going to replace that slot on TBS.
Won't be George Lopez, I know that much.
Well, I mean, they have discussed the possibility of Jimmy Pardo has filmed a promo, filmed a pilot for a show, which might go in that time slot.
Yeah.
He hasn't heard anything yet, but I mean, I'm more concerned about what's going over on at CBS, because...
It's more viewers.
Well, I mean...
Not only...
Because Craig Ferguson's leaving the Late Late Show.
Yeah,
and Letterman's leaving the Late Show.
Letterman's leaving Late Night with David Letterman and being replaced with Stephen Colbert.
There's tons of people with digital antennas, and I think CBS has more viewers, so I think I would be more concerned about whoever goes on CBS, because then it's stuck with where the rest of the nation is.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, you got Colbert, who... Now comedies, I mean, they're all owned by the same company.
Yeah.
CBS and Comedy Central owned by Viacom, so...
Viacom International, yeah.
Yeah, now Comedy Central's losing one of their biggest late night shows.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's going to run after the Daily Show?
They should do Pete Holmes, like we were talking about.
They should, but they're probably not going to.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I think Pete Holmes as a sketch show would do... It would be awesome.
It would do gangbusters.
It would. And Stephen Colbert, I feel that if he doesn't have to play the right-wing shtick anymore, we're finally going to get to see what kind of comedy he's going to be able to knock out. I'm rooting for him in the late night role.
Oh, God,
the late night with Stephen Colbert role. I really am. I want to see that succeed.
Me too.
Because I don't really want him to have to turn around and like, can I have my old job back? I'm like, no, don't do that. Don't do that.
I mean,
because I don't know about you guys, but that right wing nut job thing was starting to get a little old.
I mean, I'll tell you this much: like, I hear John Oliver's just like kicking himself in the ass because it's like if I had just held on, it's like, you know, I could have taken the Colbert Report spot, but now he's on HBO.
I'm more upset about the fact that, I mean, first of all, why did Craig Ferguson not get the offer to do
what?
The late night with he's getting $10 million.
He knows this.
Well, yeah, he's getting $10 million for not getting it.
Here's the deal.
Because he was first in line for it.
Here's the deal. I've watched late show, like that's a show that me and my mom watched all the time when I was still living over there, and I watch it. And he talks about a lot about how he, you know, he doesn't really consider this a late night show, and how he's having fun with the show that he's doing. And he's actually mentioned a couple times about how he doesn't want to replace Letterman. He doesn't want to do that show because it would be a little tighter, you know, restrictions. And also, he doesn't consider himself a late night host, and he just doesn't want to do that. He says, like, 10 years are up, and I've had fun, but it's time to do something else.
And you know what's funny, though?
So,
when Letterman announced that he was retiring, Craig Ferguson was first in line to take over.
Yeah.
He was supposed to get moved over.
He didn't want to.
I know, but that's the thing. He gets $10 million for not getting the job.
Yeah. So either way, it's like,
I mean, it's a win-win for him. He doesn't have to take the late-night job, which, what you're telling me, he doesn't want it. So he gets the money. So he gets the money, and he doesn't have to take a job he didn't want in the first place. So now it's on Stephen Colbert to continue those late night numbers, which, again, against Fallon, I don't know, man. I love Coco, but Coco is having a hard time over on TBS getting ratings.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
I watch him on YouTube.
Yeah, I watch him on Hulu Plus just because I don't. I mean, I personally don't have cable, so I. But, I mean, I watch it.
No, but here's the thing, a ton of people don't have cable. And I think, like, the best thing you could really do is have, like, a straight-to-Netflix show. if you have some sort of following. If you have some sort of fan following, having a straight-to-Netflix show
He does make a show available on TeamCoco.com, and I swear to God, that's not a plug, but...
I know. And that's good that he does that, because he realizes that the bulk of his audience are just going to follow up with him the day after or a week after.
Yeah.
Which is good, because he realizes that trend, which is... good that he does.
The internet is your friend.
Yeah, but I mean, Fallon is getting into that role a lot better than I thought he was going to.
Me too.
I mean, because we all went into this thinking, like, oh Christ, Jimmy Fallon's taking over the Tonight Show. He's gonna do nothing but laugh, and then every time the camera points at him. Mm-hmm. But I mean, he's hilarious. I mean, he's hilarious. I mean, I don't know if you guys have seen because. He brought the Roots over with him from Late Night.
Mm-hmm.
So the Roots are fucking awesome. Great band.
I saw them. I saw them live.
I would probably say, actually, I hate myself for saying this because I love Jimmy Iovine and the Max Weinberg 7.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to go on record and say the Roots are my favorite late night band.
Yeah.
Because when they do Slow Jam the News, forget it. That shit is just too good.
Did you ever see Slow Jam the News with Obama?
Yeah. Have you seen Slow Jam the News with Brian Williams?
No. Oh my God, no.
That was like two or three months after Jimmy was doing all those rap songs with clips of Brian Williams.
I'd like to say hello.
Hello.
To the black, to the white, the red, and the brown.
The purple and yellow. Oh yeah, but no, it's so good. I mean, there are a lot of bits like Russian Roulette. That's good. Water Wars is good. A lot of those bits, I mean, are awesome. And I feel though they're gonna get swapped out eventually.
Well, but again,
that's fine though.
When's the last time you saw David Letterman ever do stupid human tricks? It's been a while, hasn't it?
It's been a while.
Yeah. Well, no,
it's been a while.
Well, the thing is, he's more like the straightforward conservative kind of like. Well, not conservative as in politics, but conservative as in, like, the just the way the show is, you know, he doesn't try to really move to like a new new audience.
And I
whereas
guess
Jimmy's on the the cusp.
He's on the fringe. He's coming
on the fringe
off of late night
of the Gen Y and the Gen X.
Yeah. Right, he's coming off of late night, which late night appeals more to Gen Y, whereas Tonight Show appeals more to Gen X.
Yeah.
So he's teetering that level, and I think he's doing a brilliant job. And here's the thing that upsets me, though, right? Because I remember back in the days, like, there'd be Leno, and then there'd be Conan.
Yep.
Now, me being, what are we considered? Do we consider Generation X or Y?
I think we're Y.
Because I would watch Conan. I wouldn't watch Jay.
Yeah.
Generation X usually watches Tonight Show. Generation Y goes with Late Night.
Like, the only...
That's what I've noticed.
Like, the only time I was ever really, like, captivated by the Tonight Show was when they had that whole shit with WCW going on, but... That was way back when, dude.
Oh, God. Yeah.
The NWO came in and took over the Tonight Show. Yeah. Like, really?
Yeah, you can consider that the crowning achievement of Jay's career when he gave the diamond cutter to what was it, Dennis Rodman or Hulk Hogan?
No, he did it to Hogan.
Okay.
So.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing. I feel like, for instance, I feel like Fallon is probably the king of late night right now, and I don't see that changing. Because, I mean, Seth, I've not heard anything negative, but I haven't heard anything that's like, hey, you need to watch Late Night with Seth Meyers.
No, and I'll tell you this much about that. I've seen that show. First and foremost, Fred Armisen's the band leader, which is interesting. But
Higgins is still by far the best.
Yes, fair enough. But,
can you explain Egg Roulette to us, Higgins? Yes, James. In my hand, I have a carton of eggs. 8 of them are hard-boiled. 4 still raw. seeing that shit is just fucking great. It's just too good.
All right, and we didn't even talk about the other show that's on ABC.
Jimmy Kimmel.
That's the thing, dude. I mean, after he did those memes, like, the girl twerking, and that was the last thing I heard about from him.
I think his is the celebrities reading mean tweets is awesome, and I keep like that one, and because I watch a fair bit of Jimmy Kimmel online, and I think the best what I've seen is just unnecessary censorship because it's
unnecessary censorship and remember Handsome Men's Club. Just that one bit towards the end where it has this really sinister music and Matt Damon is just cracking the fuck up. He's like,
did you see
Handsome?
Did you see when he took over Jimmy's show?
And he, no.
Yeah, he had
sorry, Kimmel.
He had,
just out of
he had Jimmy tied up.
Sorry, Kimmel. We're out of time. that's good. I don't know. If I had to rate like hosts right now, I feel it would be, and I'm gonna hate myself for doing this, so I'm gonna rate my top five. Alright. Okay. I'm gonna go Fallon is number one.
Uh-huh.
Conan is number two.
Uh-huh.
P. Holmes until he goes off the air is number three.
Yes.
Then I'd go with Craig Ferguson because any work he does with Josh Robert Thompson is fucking hilarious.
Balls.
And sometimes when I get my voice nice and low like this, I sound like Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
Oh my god, no, seriously. Josh Robert Thompson's impression, if you've not seen it, look it up
it's
on YouTube.
Great,
it's
dude.
Fucking great. When he does Jeff the Robot.
Titty sprinkles. Titty sprinkles.
Yeah. So, and then I would, at that point, the fifth spot, it's really kind of a three-way tie between Seth Meyers and Jimmy Kimmel and David Letterman.
Really? Or tie with Dave? I think I put Dave way.
I guess I give it Dave. Because that's the thing. I don't think Dave's that funny anymore. I think Dave should have gone off the air 5 years ago.
Well, you know why he stayed on, right? I mean, he just passed the record for longest-serving late-night host after Carson.
Jay retired.
After Carson.
Well,
he beat the record that Carson set at 30. So,
no, I'm just saying. I mean, tell me I'm wrong. Tell me that, like, the quality of comedy has not gone downhill. Tell me I'm wrong.
Since Carson, yeah.
I mean David Letterman in like the last 5 years.
His main problem is that he you know, he's getting on in age, and he's, I don't know, like, I guess you can only do the same shtick every other day for 30 years before it starts
every
to get old.
Every day.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, top 10. He's done top 10, and there's never been a show where he's not done top 10.
Not to mention...
Coming up with all that stuff.
He has politicians and news pundits on there all the time. It's not going to be funny, because nowadays he talks about, like, you know...
I'm sorry, I'm going to stop you right there, because... Fucking Daily Show has political pundits on, like, almost every other day.
Yeah, but...
And that shit is funny.
But yeah, but the difference is, Letterman takes it seriously. And I'm like, this is not the Letterman I knew in the 90s. This is not the Letterman that my mom watched, you know...
Well, you know why.
Back in the day.
I mean, Dave's gonna be aping for Social Security pretty soon.
Pretty much.
He's like, you can't take that away! What if my millions go away? My wife will get it all.
Yeah.
Fuck that bitch.
I mean, I just go back to there's comedians getting coffee. There's an episode with David Letterman, and he like he explains like just the monotony of just being a late night person, and it's Dave, but it's Dave without makeup, it's Dave without stage makeup, and you look at him and you're like, hell, he is old.
Well, I mean, come on. He's easily in his like late 60s, early 70s.
I'll be honest. I'm a little surprised that he's retiring. Because I've actually been like, he's going to die doing this show, isn't he? He's going to die doing this show.
I mean, if CBS had their way, he probably would happen.
Yeah.
I mean, the funniest thing I've seen of Letterman as of late was a YouTube clip I pulled up the other day.
Uh-huh.
It was Letterman back in the 90s, right?
Right.
It was like 6 months or 8 months after Carson had stopped doing The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
And Carson was under like a strict non-compete clause with NBC. Once he stopped, he could not go back on TV. That was his deal.
Pretty much.
He couldn't do anything creative on TV anymore. That was his deal. But... And this is something I found out later. And he actually wrote, up until about his death in 2000...
Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about, right?
He actually wrote a good chunk of Dave Letterman's jokes. Because he was just like... Because he genuinely felt bad when David Letterman got passed over for The Tonight Show. He wanted Letterman. He did not want Jay Leno on that show.
What does that say when like Carson's just like... Fuck that guy on the Tonight Show now.
I don't think there was ever like any sort of hatred between the two, but it does prove a point that it's like if the man who's done the Tonight Show since the fucking 60s is like, you need to put this guy on. He knows what he's doing. And then they're just like, oh well, we'll take that into consideration. Hey, we're actually gonna get this guy.
It's the worst thing they could have ever done, dude.
Right, and David Letterman got like a fuckload of money. He got like $15 million from CBS, mm-hmm. and in the 90s, that shit was like the biggest contract I think ever, and up to that point, for television hosts. I would say I'm excited. I mean, I'm excited to see Kimmel continue. I mean, not Kimmel. Kimmel can hopefully he'll get more.
He does good stuff. I mean,
he does. He does, and he's very popular among the web. So I think,
I think
he's fine.
Yeah.
I
don't think he's gonna get kicked anytime soon. No. I'm just saying that right now, let's be honest, the largest market share is going to Fallon.
Yeah,
I'd like to see like a more even 4-way market share between,
especially because
Fallon, Conan, Kimmel, and Colbert.
Yeah,
especially because Comcast and NBC are now one and the same.
NBC owns it.
No, Comcast owns NBC.
What?
Yeah. Why do you think Comcast has the peacock on for their logo? Yeah, it's gonna be unified, and Comcast is probably gonna make a deal with Time Warner Cable.
Oh boy.
So they're gonna be like a national thing.
A multinational corporate.
Yeah, they're gonna be multinational corporations.
Sweet. Well, I think that's really all I've got for late night stuff.
I'm done.
All right, so if you want to follow us on Twitter, you should go to at BGN Podcasts. That's at sign BGN PODCATMCASTS. I know how to spell.
Or just Google Catsway Studios Twitter at google.com.
There you go.
Google.
Or you can look us up at www.castwavestudios.com. We are available on SoundCloud. We are available on Stitcher. We are available on iTunes.
Soon.
Ish.
The iTunes.
The iTunes. Yes. I think it's... We had just switched over to SoundCloud as our new provider for uploading our episodes. We're now back over on Stitcher, where hopefully we'll get the iTunes up and working within the next day or so.
Week, day,
whatever.
Yeah, it's iTunes takes a while to get
there. Time doesn't matter. We're on a podcast.
But yeah, go ahead. Yeah, if you haven't downloaded Stitcher, it's a great app. I recommend using it highly because it's... It's easy as shit to use, and it beats the hell of
it's like Pandora
the podcasts.
Yeah, the podcast app. Yeah. Because
the podcast app sucks balls. I'm sorry.
Yes. Sorry, Apple.
Sorry, Apple, but the podcast app needs work.
It's like, Stitcher is basically Pandora for podcasts.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yes. So, also, you can reach Brian. You can, if you want to find out more about Brian or Sean's opinions, you can visit their public Twitters at...
B Massey 1987.
Or
SEANLHOLMES Sean L. Holmes.
Yes. Or you can also watch some of our fine shows on YouTube at youtube.com/castwavestudios.
Yep.
We do have more One Drunk Geek coming soon.
Oh yes. One Drunk Geek, BGN Comic
Eventually.
Shop.
Eventually.
We have everything covering the gamut of nerddom. So
I'm don't forget Severed Dongle.
Oh, yes, of course, Severed Dongle. Who could forget? Severed Dongle.
Severed Dongle.
Yes.
At facebook.com/severeddongle. You can like them up there.
Oh, yes.
And like us as well.
Yes.
Stay at facebook.com/castwithus.
Also,
yes. What's up?
Sorry. Also, stay tuned for One Drunk Geek's coverage of the Nova Beer Festival coming soon.
That's right.
That's right.
The prize.
The prize.
Alright, well, this is the end of the episode, and so, for Building Going Nowhere, I'm Colin Kakamas.
I'm Brian Massey.
And I'm Sean Holmes.
And you are boldly going
nowhere.
Outro.
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Castwave Studios production. For other shows and more, visit castwavestudios.com. Wow, that sounded great.
No place to hide, no place to run, no place to run. You can change.